In today's Mishnah, we're in the 4th and 5th Mishnah, in the 11th Parak Masechta Sanhedrin. We continue learning about the Zakin Mamre, and if you remember, this refers to a Chacham, a Rav, who has reached the status and is able to paskin, is able to rule amongst Klal Yisrael. However, he's teaching other people with respect to ruling in contrast to the position of the Sanhedrin. He's been warned against doing so. He maintained his position. He continues practicing in this manner. And if you recall, we said that such an individual can be brought to the Sanhedrin and he would be executed with chenek. So the Mishnah says, "Ein mamitinotol, they will not execute in lo bebeitin shebiro, not the beitin in the city, and lo bebeitin shebiyavna." This is after the Sanhedrin was exiled from Yerushalayim and went to Yavna. What the Mishnah is saying is, despite the fact he may have even been warned in Yerushalayim in front of the Sanhedrin, and then unfortunately the Sanhedrin was exiled from there, then they wouldn't be able to bring him to Yavna to execute him. Ela malinato lebeitin hagadosh b'Yerushalayim, they would bring him to the Beit Din in Yerushalayim, to the Sanhedrin that is, umesharminato al regel, and they would imprison him until one of the Shlosha regalim, Pesach, Shavuot, or Sukkot. And they'd execute him then. Shneamar, as it says, v'kol ha'am yishmeu v'yira'u v'lo yizidun od. That the Torah says that everyone would see, would hear and see, and no one would act in this fashion again. In other words, it had to be done in a public manner to prevent such practices where you could potentially have these splinters in halacha. And in the time of the Sanhedrin, it was like a unified position. And to prevent, again, the potential of having another Zakeh Mamre again. So again, Rabbi Akiva understands it had to be done at a time of Klal Yisrael coming to Yerushalayim as a public show. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, ein man in dino shel zeh. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says, when you have a capital case, someone's meant to be executed, you don't delay their execution. And he understands that yishme'u v'yira'u to be something completely different. It doesn't say v'yiru, that they'll see, rather that they will hear about the event, and v'yira'u, and have a sense of awe, and take it to heart that such a practice is unacceptable in Klal Yisrael. So therefore, Ela Mamitin Noto Miyad, he says they executed straight away. The Kotvin v'sholchin, and they would write about this actual incident, v'sholchin shluchin, they'd send messengers b'chol makomot, and they'd send the news around all of Klal Yisrael, to all the places where, that what, ish ploni ben ish ploni, that such and such a person, nitchayev mita v'beitin, he was executed, he was made chayev, for what he did. And that still would fulfill what the Torah says of yishme'u, that they would hear and take to heart exactly that this practice is unacceptable. Nonetheless, what it says to be here, that the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, that's why Kati explains it, that they would keep him there until the Shlosha Regalim, when everyone was coming to Yerushalayim, and execute him then. Navi HaSheker. So we continue learning about other violations that are punishable, or the prohibitions that are punishable with chenek. One of the last ones on the list is the Navi Sheker. So Navi Sheker is a false prophet. So what is a Navi Sheker? That is Haminaveh Al-Masha Lo Shama. This is an individual who starts saying things that no Navi had heard. It wasn't Nuvu at all. Or even Masha Lo Nemer Lo. Or even if he starts saying these prophecies that he heard from another Navi. That would also define him as being a Navi Sheker. Sorry, mitato. In that situation, we say bidei adam. He could be brought to Beit Din, and he could be executed. However, aval hakovesh nevuato. If you've got a navi who received prophecy and didn't want to share it, he suppressed it. For example, we have everyone knows from Yom Kippur. We have the famous case of Yonah ben Amittai that didn't want to share the nevuah, or the hamivater al divrei hanavi. This is someone who takes light what the Navi has communicated. For example, the Navi tells an individual to do something, that it was a nevuah from Hashem, and the person disregards or treats it lightly. We say, v'navi shavar al divrei atzmo, or a Navi that goes against his own words that he communicated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The examples of that in Tanakh with Ido HaNavi, Kati goes into more detail about that case. We say, in that situation, mitato bidei shamayim. In that situation, the Beit Din can't execute an individual. However, Hashem deals with it. It's a case of mita bidei shemaim, death from the hands of heaven. We discussed mita bidei shemaim quite recently. And the Mishnah says, Shenemar, as it says, Anochi edrosh me'imo, that I, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I will exact punishment from this individual. And that the understanding from that pasuk is that it's something mita bidei shemaim. This is meaning Hashem will deal with this person himself. There's a Mishnah today.